Sheep were a common sight in Jesus' day, and he used them to teach some of his spiritual lessons. He was the shepherd, and people were the sheep. Shepherds would lead their sheep to places of pasture and quiet pools of water, protecting them from harm and beasts of prey. They recognized his voice and were comforted and content in his presence. Every evening, he would bring them to the sheepfold for protection and rest for the night, accounting for each one as they entered through the gate. One night, however, one was missing. He could have said, "Well, I have 99 left, so no big deal." But he would not rest until he found the sheep that was lost. Braving the perils of the night, he set out in search for that one lost sheep until he found it. He didn't drive it home, kick it home, or scold it home. He put it on his shoulders and carried it home. And when they got in, he invited the neighbors for a time of rejoicing. He said, "That's what they do in heaven when a sinner repents." Well, that's a neat story. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Around you now. And welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. First hour, talking about the disaster that took place yesterday with Kamala Harris and Oprah Winfrey. The Democrats, the voters are panicking. They don't know what to think. The candidate they want to be president is definitely not all there. She is very articulate in the way that she puts together these salads. They're calling it word salads. That she just can't really present what she's thinking. They ask her a question and she can't answer the question. Well, I was raised in a middle class family and I worked at McDonald's, which she never did work at McDonald's. It was a lie. It was made up. And her husband, Doug Emhoff, he is, I believe, her handler. He's the one who keeps her in check. She comes from a lineage of families that are involved in secret societies. And she's very useful to them, but she's not going to be president. She can't be president. It's not in, as they would say, in their world, they say it's written in the stars. It's written in the heavens. It is fate. She's going to be president. No, it's not written in the stars, not in her horoscope, not on the Ouija board, not in the crystal ball. She's not going to be president. They've already made that decision. She won't be president. And biblically, there will be no woman to ever be president of the United States of America. It's in the Bible. America is a special land, a unique land. It would be a unique country in the Bible. It's called Babylon the Great of the end time. The great nation, the great empire that sits between two oceans, Atlantic, Pacific, water to the south, the Gulf, waters to the north. You could say either the Hudson Bay or you could say the Great Lakes. A great empire that would begin with the, be built upon Judeo-Christian thought and principles, but would eventually end in communism, which is anti-God, anti-Christ, or fascism, or socialism. So its beginning, there would be a great blessing for the people of the country and for the nations. But at the end, it will be a great curse for the people in the country and the great curse to the people of the nations. A nation that would eventually end with the rule of people. Ruling for the Prince of Darkness. They would be people that are employed by the Prince of the power, by the Prince of Darkness. Kamala Harris is not going to be president. And Donald Trump is not going to be president. I don't know if Donald Trump is aware that he has been very heavily funded and promoted by very powerful Christian organizations in this country, which are, the plan is to eventually work as a Christian group even with the Catholic churches, to bring the world into a global religious theocracy. And the concept is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It's called, Paul said that in the time before Christ returns, especially in the last 40 years and the last decade, a plan for world theocracy called a great falling away or apostasy would occur. And with the selection of Donald Trump, that great plan would, you might say, be established. But God says in the scriptures, Christ said that he is the one who is going to establish his kingdom. His children are not going to establish his kingdom and rule the world for him. And then when he returns, they will crown him as king. No, that is called apostasy. That is not what the doctrines and the teachings of Christ have presented. Donald Trump is not going to be president. God is not going to allow this religious theocracy. In fact, the religious theocracy that these Christian men, very powerful men, corrupt men, they may be believers in Christ, but they're still corrupt. They don't know the teachings of Christ. They don't know the theology, the true theology. They don't know the Bible prophecies. They don't know end of time teachings of Christ. They have brought about, they have, because of these individuals, American Christianity is powerless. American Christianity is loathed because they're presenting a system of religion, not the reality of who Jesus Christ is. I'll be back, and this works together with what's happening in the election. You can't separate the two. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
I'll give you my contact information. It is Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502, if you would like to support me and assist me with the expenses for the program. Now, in Revelation chapter 13, there is a thought of a kingdom. And this kingdom would be an occult kingdom. It would be a kingdom where there would be two beasts, a first and a second beast. And these two would bring in a, like the devil worshipers in the last century, at the end of the century, said this would be a satanic century. These two will bring in a kingdom of darkness. It's in the Bible. People read it. They maybe can't see what this means. These two individuals, the kingdom that they oversee is very, very powerful, very, very high tech, supra high tech. And it will be controlled by them through currency. But the elimination of currency and bringing in a system of cashless. You can't buy and you can't sell without their stamp. You're going to be stamped. You have to worship the image of a beast. Many in the Christian family, they are not aware how far along we are in the game. They don't realize how close the storm is. It is a storm that is now not coming. It is upon us. And of all people who should see what's happening, it should be God's true believers. But they don't. They don't see. Because in the great family of God, you've had deceivers that came in and they have, number one, told the family members, forget Bible prophecy. Number two, forget about the doctrines of Christ and the teachings of the theocracy, who God is and His eternal plan. Forget all that. Listen to us. We're going to work things out in the culture, in the society, so that we can rule the world. And we will have a religious theocracy worldwide. And we will rule the world. And then when Christ returns, we will crown Him king. Now that is the biggest deception. And millions of Christians in America and worldwide now have fallen into that trap. But it also says that there is going to be a kingdom, an empire, a nation that is ruled by these two individuals. And it's going to be just like Nazi Germany, but worse. Hitler didn't have the technology we had. All he had was the IBM punch cards. And he had the rocket. But we have outer space. We have computers, computer chips. We have AI. We have artificial intelligence that's going to be used by this coming beast and a second beast, both of them together working to run a satanic empire. There's no simple way to phrase it. It has to be presented in a clear manner. When World War I came, the American people did not want war. The mothers did not, and the fathers did not want their children going to war. And it was at that time they had to pray. This wasn't going to be war on the nation like the Civil War, which, again, you had in the Civil War, Christians on both sides, the North and the South, praying for their Christian children who are going to battle to kill other Christian children. We're not to ignore Satan's devices. This is what Satan does. This is what's happening in Russia. Ukrainian Orthodox Christians, believers fighting Russian Orthodox believers. Satan is too deceptive, too subtle. And this is what's coming to this country. For the Christian people that believe that this theocracy is the best thing for America are going to hate anyone that will say differently, present anything differently. And there's going to be a battle. Everybody's talking about civil war. There's going to be a battle. It's going to be Christians on a dominionist side and Christians that are non-dominionist. And then you're going to have two individuals sneak into power that are going to make the whole nation take a stamp, and without that stamp you can't buy and you can't sell. Because Christianity, true Christianity, has not warned the people of the world, of this country, of what's coming, millions are going to not just suffer, they're going to die. With the this matter of Donald Trump, when the election takes place, the election is an egg, and the egg's going to be cracked. Right now, no one knows what's inside the egg. Is it going to be Trump, who has been supported by dominionists, or is it going to be Kamala, who is supported by people involved in witchcraft? I say that Trump won't resume power, and Kamala won't resume power either. In witchcraft, you have to understand a principle in witchcraft. And Hillary didn't understand the principle. You're not going to have high priestesses running the covens. It has to be men. The high priests of the coven, men. Kamala's not going to be the priestess to run, to rule over America. And behind the scenes, I know that this is, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying or not. No, there is an individual that the Bible says is going to return to be the final president of the United States of America. And Barack Obama is going to return. How that's going to happen, I don't know. Inside that egg, I don't know exactly when it's cracked open. I don't know what's going to happen. But Kamala is going to be out of the picture. And with this, just with this election, then internationally, the individuals who, the families, the royal family, or these very powerful, old, dominating families for 200-300 years in America. When Cecil Rhodes presented his vision of a new world order, a one-world government, they all realized this is it. And like I was stating in the first hour, you had to have America and Europe, the royals of Europe and the powerful families of America. The greatest, the most powerful would be the Rockefellers. And the Rockefellers from late 1800s, they ruled New York City, but when they became members of the Pilgrim Society in 1901, in July, helped bring the second chapter into this country, the Rockefellers became the individuals who would give direction to Pilgrim Society. And then from around that period, a little after, in the next decade, the family owned America. It was there, now as part of their industry, it was theirs, they own it. And now here, we are at the end now where at the top of this pyramid, there's a fight to see who is going to be the individual that's going to give direction to this world order. Vladimir Putin, he knows what it is. He knows it is an occult world order. And Vladimir Putin fighting in Ukraine has stated that in Ukraine, he's fighting against the Nazis, occult forces in Ukraine. And he is absolutely correct. Adolf Hitler's SS, they were all in the occult. Very powerful German occult. Going back 1,000 years, 2,000 years, the Second Reich. And Russia is fighting against not just men with guns, against occult forces. And the Lord Christ said that eventually what is hidden, which is going to be opened, it has to be opened for everyone to view. And now with this, what's his name? The kid, the black, Diddy? What is his name? Oh, for him now to be exposed. He is the individual, this man, involved with T.D. Jakes, the black pastor out of Texas. T.D. Jakes, what is his name? I want to say Diddy, Pity. What is his name? I'll think of it. I've been watching at a distance this, what's happening with this individual and all that he is connected with. This is big. This is just like Pizzagate, just another form of Pizzagate, a different chain, but still connected. I'm going to find his name, but he's tied into the homosexual Christian, hidden Christian ministries that hide this stuff in the United States. Do you think that Christ is going to allow this much longer? No. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I'm listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. I feel a hot wind
on my shoulder. Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
9/11. The Podesta emails. Epstein Island. Hunter's laptop. The 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs.
970-800-3693. So the mega church pastor, T.D. Jakes, he gets exposed for his homosexual involvement with this P. Diddy. This is what's happening in these churches in the United States. And his ex-spiritual advisor, T.D. Jakes. This is big. And one thing they're not saying too much about on the news is this matter of T.D. Jakes. He's been homosexual from the time he was a young man. His wife knew about it. She still married him because she had two boys. And she needed a father for the boys. Now, the reason I say that is because I just present this. These are the people, these type of ministries are the ministries that have crippled the true people of God in this country. They have crippled the Christian family. The Christian family is powerless over sin, powerless over the world. With Donald Trump and the concept of a dominionist nation, a dominionism, the church is taking over the nations for Christ. This, like I stated on my Sunday programs, I'm going to state it here. Because of this, this is called apostasy. Now I'm going to present something that will be shocking to you. But there is an individual that God is going to put in power that will be God's mechanism to deal with all of the corruption in all of the seven churches, but especially in the evangelical churches. This coming president of this country is going to be that individual that God is going to use to bring about a great hardship to the true Christian people of this country, and not only the Christian people, but to the good people of the country. And this individual is also going to be used by God to punish the godless nations of the world. Remember Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon, Babylon in the sand of sea, the sea of sand. God used him to punish, to break apart nations back at that time. And he used Nebuchadnezzar to bring about the fulfillment of the prophecies given about Israel being apostate and far from God, and how they would go into captivity. And sure enough, and God even told the Jewish people through the prophets, don't fight Nebuchadnezzar when he comes, because you'll die. And it occurred. American people don't know what's coming to this country. They do. Many do. They may not understand what's coming. But from a spiritual perspective, they're not aware of what's coming spiritually. And the best thing, really, if it were possible, I don't know how deeply Donald Trump realizes the philosophy of these people that support him in the big ministries. I don't know. He's a young Christian. He doesn't know doctrine. He's never really studied it. He doesn't know much, a whole lot about theology, probably very little about end of time matters, things that are happening, which we call eschatology. He knows probably very little about the Christian walk with God. But around him you have these big, powerful ministries, Baptists, Pentecostals, Charismatics. The best thing that would happen is that Donald Trump, if it were possible for Donald Trump to resume power as president, that would be, we could deal with the problems of dominionism and dominionist thought and a world, world religious system. We could deal with that later, but world theocracy, which is what the Catholic Church, especially the oldest brother of the Christian family, going back 1500 years to take over the world. That's been the main focus of the Catholic Church, world conquering the world. Never did happen, never will happen. But Donald Trump, it would be really, he could stop the war in Ukraine. He could do many things, but he's not going to be allowed. Inside that egg, there's something hidden in that egg. Once that egg is cracked open, then the world will know. Then the world will know that who has been running, who's been the ruler of these last 20 years. The world's going to know, roughly 20, 16 in that vicinity, in that about 16 years. But the family that has been ruling the world for the last, since 1976, and the family that took over America in about 1908, 1910, when this election is done, it's the egg, and when that egg is cracked open, then that new change will come to the United States. And a shocking change in preparation for what the Bible calls a time of tribulation in the future. I am aware that it's very difficult to even consider maybe what I'm presenting. It may be infuriating. It's all right. It's okay. Things will, as things develop, that's what has to happen. As things develop, then you'll see the truth. No one knew what would happen when the sound barrier was broken. They thought that he would disintegrate. Chuck Yeager, no one knew what would happen if the sound barrier could be broken. When it was, he didn't disintegrate. When this egg is cracked open, we're going to see what's inside, but the world will not disintegrate yet. We've got another 8 years. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Hi folks, Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Weekdays 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Evenings 6 to 7 on 1360 AM radio in Northern Colorado in Johnstown, and podcast for both hours on 1360KHNC.com. Programs are streamed either on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com during the week, and then on the weekend, the Present Truth program on Sunday, on weekends on Sunday, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program from 11 to 1 is streamed on 1360khnc.com if you're not in the Johnstown area. To listen to the radio transmissions on 1360 AM, and then on Sunday on America's Freedom Network, the programs are aired an hour later from 11 to 2 on Sundays on americasfreedomnetwork.com. On a lighter note, we have 8.5 years before Christ returns. He has to return because when the wicked come to power, it says that the people desire justice. There will be no justice. And this is when people cry out to God, to the true God, when the wicked take power. And the wicked are about to control America after this election, during this election, when this, whatever is inside this egg, the mysteries are going to be revealed. Kamala is not going to be president. Donald Trump is not going to be president. How Barack Obama will resume the presidency, I know that it will be unlawful. It will be illegal according to the Constitution. It will be through some sort of power. I don't know if it's a struggle. I'm just presenting what I see in the scripture to the best of my ability. We are in the great, great final decade before Christ returns. The great, great decade. The nations of the world, they are watching this election. We may be indifferent to it, some, but the nations are not indifferent to this election. China, the leaders of China, this is the main focus right now of all of the power structure in China. The focus is America and this election. The corporations of this country, the great harlot, the corporations are the harlot. They are the woman prostitute. They're watching. Google, all of them, BlackRock, everybody, because Trump will change things. If he would have been elected, he would have changed everything. Russia, Vladimir Putin. All eyes are on this election. In England, Germany, every nation, they are involved in what happens here with Trump and Kamala. They are aware that Kamala is not able to, she has no qualifications, she has no ability to rule America. Israel, the nations in the Middle East, they know what happens if Trump becomes president. They realize Putin is hoping he won't do anything to throw the election for Trump on behalf of Trump. No, not in the cards. Neither is it in the cards with Xi Jinping. China wants to rule the world. Regardless of who wins the election, China is going to continue with their plans for world hegemony, to strip that title, to win that belt from America, from this country. Excuse me. Nope. America is not going to give up the belt. America is going to do everything possible, like in the world extreme cage fighting. Who's going to get the belt at the end of the night? America's going to keep that belt. If America can't have that title of the nation that rules the nations, total world hegemony, then what will the United States do? Destroy the ring. We will destroy all of the nations. We will destroy the environment. That's who these leaders in this nation are. They are vindictive. I say that many of these people serve the devil. They are in the occult, in secret societies. They've sworn allegiance to the society they're members of. Are all the people in these societies, do they know what they're doing? To some degree, most do. Maybe not everyone. But nevertheless, in some of these societies, skull and bones, oh, they know what they're doing. The Bushes knew. That's why the Bush Jr. wouldn't talk about it. He knew, and he knew it would happen if he talked about it. Remember George Sr. when Trump beat Hillary, or when Jeb was sent packing? Remember the old thumb across the throat with Sr. on the night of that debate? Trump sent the Bush family, that dynasty, be destroyed. He's the destroyer of dynasties. But Donald will not be able to destroy what's coming. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit HFOTUSA.org.
Feeling stressed? Struggling to unwind after a long day? Discover MyKind CBD, your natural path to relaxation and relief.
Hi, I'm Craig James, host of the top-rated show Just Informed Talk Radio. After years of exploring wellness solutions, I found my peace with MyKind CBD. Crafted with pure organic hemp, it's my go-to for soothing my mind, body, and soul. Whether it's easing post-workout soreness or finding calm after a hectic day, MyKind CBD delivers the tranquility I need. It's more than just a product. It's part of my wellness routine. I trust MyKind CBD because it's natural, effective, and designed with care. And I want the best for my body, and so should you.
Join Craig James and countless others who have discovered the benefits of MyKind CBD. Visit 1360khnc.com and click the shop button today and start your journey to a more relaxed, balanced life. MyKind CBD, nature's best, just for you.
Where does time go? I just got here. It seems like I just walked in the door and sat down and turned everything on and time is gone. I had some articles I wanted to get to, but I felt that it would be more important. Most everyone else is covering what's happening. But if Putin and all the leaders of the world are watching the election, and they realize that Kamala Harris is the worst thing for the world next to who's coming, And they realize that they hope that they do hope that Donald Trump would resume power. They really want Donald Trump again. And the religious world, they want a world theocracy. They have done everything, all their prayers, their money, their efforts, their time to put Trump in so that they can bring about a world theocracy. Religious theocracy, Christian theocracy. No, Revelation chapter 13 says the world is going into an antichrist. Antichrist is going to further the kingdom of darkness worldwide. And the antichrist is going to be the one that God has put in place to punish the apostate Christian people. He's going to punish them. And God is going to use him. And there are verses that talk about how he is this coming antichrist, this beast, how he is a servant to punish the godless, to punish Israel as an apostate people, and to punish the children in God's seven churches because of their apostasy. And the pastors of the land have not warned the American or the leaders of the Christian people in this country, in not just evangelicals, but all the other old denominations, what's coming. And the shame is to these men who have built empires and have not furthered God's kingdom, the kingdom of Christ, but have done everything but further the kingdom of heaven. Well, there isn't an individual that is coming, and many of these people are going to be put into his hand, and they're going to leave this earth quickly by beheading. It's in the Bible. They can fight me if they want, but they can't fight the scripture. So for this week, have a wonderful week. Join me on Sunday, 10 to 1, here on 1360 AM Radio, Johnstown, Colorado. We'll visit next week.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.